Coming up, sustainable logging in a West African rainforest. First, this note on emerging science from Allison Smith.
Hold that tap. Runoff water from animal rearing facilities and our own sewer water contain estrogen and estrogen-like compounds such as those found in birth control pills. These compounds have been linked to developmental and reproductive abnormalities within animal populations, including humans. Scientists have known through research that environmental estrogens play a role in early onset of puberty, increased rates of testicular and breast cancer, and infertility in people. But now there may be good news. A team of researchers at Carnegie Mellon University are testing a catalyst to break those estrogens down and clean water of additional harmful substances. Iron TAML, or iron tamyl, separates two common types of estrogens currently found in drinking water. The catalyst interacts with hydrogen peroxide to form an intermediate compound that breaks down toxins via oxidation. Scientists say iron tamyl is non-toxic and is already used to remove dyes from textile and paper mill wastewater. It can even reverse laundry mishaps and turn that unfortunate pink sock white again. Researchers are currently working with the U.S. Drug Administration to commercialize iron tamyl to deactivate environmental estrogens in the near future. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Allison Smith.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Kashi, whose Day of Change tour features yoga lessons, natural food cooking demos, and Kashi cereals, crackers, and granola bars. Details at Kashi.com. The Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at Kresge.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at WKKF.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.